Welcome to The One About Careers with Devin
and Sarah Jane,
a career podcast for adults involved with teens navigating life after high school.
We help you help your teens make informed education and career decisions by providing quality information and resources.
Join us for weekly bite-sized conversations covering various aspects of careers, including insights from professionals in different fields.
New episodes available every week at theoneaboutcareers.com.
Hey gang, welcome back to The One About Careers. On this week's episode, we are going to talk a little bit about community college. That is kind of the full name for it. And I'm curious, Sarah Jane, what is your experience with community college? What is your impression of community college? Tell us your stories.
I like community college. Like, it's not a black and white thing, obviously. I think that there are lots of, I love colleges for a couple of different ideas. So one of it is that they have really expanded their options, I think. And they've expanded options in the sense that it can be a super stepping stone. So say we talked last episode about university, and you mentioned engineer. And one of the things I want to talk about, hilariously not, is not engineering necessarily, although actually we could. So in college, there are different kind of engineerings that you could check out. You can check out civil, you can check out mechanical, you can check out environmental as a 2 or 3 year program and see where it's at. And then you can also potentially see, is there a connection to university? And so it can be a great way for someone to try out a field, to learn some skills in a particular area, to get some credentials, and at a reduced cost. And so one of my best stories I'm going to tell you about college is a friend of my daughter's who went to a college for registered practical nursing, which is essentially a 2 or 3 year program, depending on the college, and did that first and then went to university. And guess what? She's in the third year of university when she's left college. So she paid 2 years of college tuition, which is significantly less than than university tuition, got a university degree in nursing, which is brilliant because these days nursing in where I live, man, nursing's a very interesting profession in terms of whether the government's in favor or whether it's not. What I mean by that is the credentials, because healthcare is generally funded, government funded, is that there have been times when nurses, in fact, have left our province and gone elsewhere to find work because they were not remunerated or appreciated or compensated properly in this province. However, if you have a degree in nursing now, so you're now not a registered practical nurse, you're now a registered nurse, you have many more options. And so I think what I love about college is it can be a stepping stone. You can try something out. You can see whether you like it. It can be very practical and useful. They tend to sometimes offer shorter programs. That's not to say that all college programs I'm a big fan of. You know, we're still going to go back to what we always go back to, Devin. You know, why are you going? What do you hope to get out of it? So now that I've ranted a little bit about the college scene, what would you like to say?
You brought up a lot of great stuff there. I love a 2+2, which is what you're talking about with the practical nursing into the registered nursing. There are a lot of great pathway options in the going college to university. There's also graduate studies you can do in the college level. I've done a couple of graduate certificates myself. where you had to have university education first.
Yeah.
So that's it. Having worked in admissions in the college system in Ontario for quite a few years, one thing I can say that I think is very interesting is most people who attend college, and I think this is true actually for all provinces and territories, at least in Ontario, because we had a centralized application system, it was easier to pull stats on this stuff.
Right.
But I think it's generally true that the age of a college student is older than the age of a university student. And it's because most of the applicants are what is known as non-direct, meaning they're not coming directly from high school. So colleges tend to be a great landing place for people who have finished high school with that sense of, holy shit, I never want to look at a book again. And we know plenty of students who've been there, right? They get to, they push just to crawl past the finish line of high school and they never want to do it again. But obviously, in the world we live in, a high school diploma is not enough to get you. It'll only get you so far in your career. You know, if you want to advance at some point, you're going to need some sort of post-secondary or some sort of specialized training. And so very often the colleges end up being a landing space for those people. So it's really common to find first-year students who are 20, 21 years old. I know in Ontario at one point, the average age of a college student, I think, was like 25 or 26. I know our community college out here in PEI, I think the average student age is 26. Really, really common because it is a lot of people who are like, I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
I don't really know, right? And so they're taking some time to work or whatever, and then they go back to school when they have a much clearer idea. And the interesting thing that comes out of that is they're so much more engaged in the education because they made such a more conscious choice about it. You know, the downside with the colleges is they are more prescriptive. They are college programs are very often connected to industry. Most programs have, oh, what's the name of it? It's like a committee of industry folks and faculty and students
Oh,
and all
like a
this kind of
board, an
stuff.
advisory board, or.
Yes, so a program advisory committee, that's what they're called. And every program at every publicly funded college in the country has one of these. So they are directly connected to industry and they're being told, like, this is what we need. This is what we need new graduates to know so they're employable in our field. Colleges were meant to support local and regional economies. So they are very specific, usually to the geographic location and usually to the job. So the downside is it's harder to choose college if you don't know what you really want, but you know you want to continue your education. You have more flexibility with the university pathway for that. But more and more schools have are offered general arts and science kinds of options where you can do a 1-year certificate
Right.
program, try a little bit of everything and see if you'd like it. The other thing with colleges is I find they tend to be more robust in terms of things like continuing education. So you can take
Yeah.
something part-time, you can try one or two classes, and it's not a massive investment. It's like, you know, you might pay $350 or $400 for a course, which isn't exactly cheap, but it's a heck of a lot cheaper than, you know, paying $15,000 in tuition for for a full year program or something, right? So,
Yeah.
it gives you those, I mean, and you had mentioned that, but it gives you a chance to get your feet wet a little bit and kind of test, which is really nice. And then because there's all this stuff going on with transferring credits, even if you don't end up, you know, even with something like a general arts and science, which on the surface doesn't seem super, super fancy, very often you can transfer those credits into other programs or you can use them for more advanced admissions into other programs too. Like those grades will trump your high school grades because they're more challenging courses. So there's a lot of really interesting stuff through the college pathway. And I think it's unfortunate because I think colleges get a bad rap. You know, I think people think of them as like dumb people go there, which is like just not the case at all.
Yeah, no. I sometimes think, no, the smarter people are going to
Yeah.
college because they already figured out what they
They've already
want. They're
figured
not
out the
wasting their
scam.
time or their money.
Yeah.
The
Yeah,
other thing
true.
I do want to mention is because you talked about publicly funded colleges. And I do want to mention that there are some privately funded colleges that are absolutely brilliant. And so just want to be really clear. These have to be the first thing always is to be looking at whether a school is accredited in wherever they are located. That's number one. But the other piece to that is to be looking at employers and doing the exact same thing I would recommend for any kind of school, right? And to also be really aware because it's not publicly funded. The tuition for it is going to be significantly more. It also, however, is going to have a much more intense program, a much shorter time frame. And so why is this relevant? Why am I saying these things? Because it means that someone will be out of the labor market for a shorter period of time. And the intensity of these programs, sometimes they are so well recognized that you're like, you are getting work because the employers love that program. And they're like, they're just scooping them up. You know, where I live, there was a particular college, private career college that had an awesome paramedic program. And like, I mean, I don't even know that you were on your last week of school before you had a job. Like it was because it was so well recognized. I do want to be clear that reputations can change because so you want to look at the current flavor essentially. But I am a very big proponent of those kind of organizations too, because sometimes they are, they're exactly what someone needs to get to the next step, which is really interesting because our next, not our next episode, we are going to talk about apprenticeship, which will stem a little bit from this college conversation, because there are some college programs that do what I would call pre-apprenticeship pieces. And it can be really useful, again, for people to sort of what I would call dip your toe. So, you know, try it out a little bit. How can we know if we want to be a welder if we've never actually been in a shop and been welding? You know, most of us don't have that capacity. Most of us need to feel, touch, taste, see, experience before we can make a decision as to whether we like, want to continue, keep going in that direction. We're going to do an episode though on what I would call untraditional kind of options. And this may also be where some of these private career colleges are fitting, because they are shorter term training that is very, very, as you said, specialized, specific,
yeah, highly specialized,
clear.
Yeah.
And so just when we use the term college, we just want to be mindful that there are some publicly funded, there's some privately funded. You still got to do your homework, no matter
where
you are.
And don't get confused with U.S. terminology where they refer to universities as college.
I know. On every program. Yeah. It's yes.
Yeah.
And they do, in fact, have colleges, which is very interesting. So I'm like, huh? Is there anything else you wanted to add about college after my little rant about private career colleges?
Oh my gosh, I could go on forever, you know me. But I think we've assaulted everybody's ears enough for this week.
There are always options. So looking forward to chatting with you on the next episode of The One About Careers, where we're going to talk about apprenticeships, which interestingly enough, although... Devin, did you go to university?
I sure did.
So Devin and I are both university graduates, but we also both really are passionate about all the options after high school, including apprenticeship. So can't wait to talk about that one next. We'll see you on the next, or we'll hear you, we'll talk to you, whatever, on the One About Careers.
Thanks for listening to the One About Careers podcast.
You can catch up with past episodes at theoneaboutcareers.com.
Join us next week for another bite-sized conversation.